Hi, this is She's So Average, and I'm Martha, your host. Okay, so on this episode, we are going to talk about single. Let's talk about single. I'm here with Margot and Ellie.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Margot.
Was that weird? Sorry, did I sound ugly?
This is my first podcast, Martha.
I know. It's really hard for us to podcast because we're literally nobodies from, like, you know, this little, not even a little town anymore. We're literally nobodies from this wannabe New York City, and we've never done a podcast. So.
Gentrified city.
Seriously. What the fuck is up with you, Mr.
What's Noam his name?
Bramson? Noam, whatever. You're trying a little too hard here, my man. Okay. So, yeah, we're going to talk about single.
When we're all in a relationship.
Literally.
Yeah. Okay. So, first question. What's the expectation of society for a person to be single after a relationship? And this can be, for example, how long are people expecting you to remain single once you get off a long-term relationship? Or what are they expecting you to behave like? Like, what are the expectations that you guys think from society?
Okay, so I feel like, especially for girls, the grieving little time period is definitely expected. I think it's expected for the girl to have, like, a glow-up and just kind of, like, focus on herself. I also feel like at the same time, people are, like, rooting for her. They're also, like, judging her every move, like, if she's dating a lot and if she gets into a relationship right after her previous one. And I think that, you know, people are kind of just going back to that past relationship no matter what she does. For guys, I think it's a little easier because they can just make it seem like they bounce back and it's, like, you know, not a big deal. Like, that's kind of, like, looked up, like, how do you say it? Like, it's kind of like,
it's not looked down on,
and it's kind of like, oh, he's popping, like, he's the man type of thing.
Yeah.
So
no one's going to be judging him, basically.
No. So that's kind of, like, what I think for the most part. I don't know if you want to add anything, Margot.
Yeah, I mean, like, when it comes to that, I feel that at least people are pressured to start hooking up a lot, if that makes any sense. I feel like people are quick to, like, go to the bars, which is all fun and good if that's your thing. But it's, like, people don't allow there for to be a grieving period. And sometimes that's okay. People grieve differently from their relationships, obviously, depending how long it's been and how it ends. But it's, like, I feel like you go to the bar and you feel this pressure that it's, like, I have to hook up with 10 guys tonight or else, like, I don't matter.
Yeah. I don't still got it.
Yeah, right? I'm not that bad bitch no more. So that's how I feel, I guess, when you're just newly single. And I also think it's a tough situation if you actually do find someone, but it's only been, like, a month or two, because then you're, like, people are like, oh, that's just the rebound.
Yeah.
You know, and then you start feeling judged by other people because you started getting to a different relationship very quick. But the thing is, everyone grieves very differently. But I feel like everyone judges it the same.
Yeah, I feel like the expectation is definitely, if you're not waiting at least a few months to get into another relationship after a long term, then you're kind of automatically labeled as emotionally unstable, and, you know, she can't,
like, codependent.
Be alone. Yeah, like, she can't be alone. That's what it is. And I don't know if I like that label, or, you know, I feel like you shouldn't stop yourself from experiencing someone else, whether it's a committed relationship or not. It's an experience, and you should go for it. You know, whether it ends up in good terms or not, you should still do it and not worry about, you know, what your family's gonna say. Like, for example, with myself, the longest I've been single in my adult life has been 4 months, 4 consecutive months, and that's it. So I had a hard time with, like, my family judging the fuck out of me. Like, especially my mom, she'd be like, oh, like, another one already. And it's like, instead of, like, people being there, maybe wanting to discuss it with you, like, oh, what's going on? Like, are you sure you want to do this? Or how are you feeling?
Or show some type of support, even, like, not just judge you off the bat for something that you're doing, instead of, like, just talking. Like, how is this relationship with you? Do you feel comfortable?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So it's definitely hard, you know, like, and you're just like, I'm young. Like, I want to experience everything. I want to see what different people have to offer me. Yeah.
And I did ask Martha this question because we're all Mexican, but, like, we really grew up with the culture. So I asked her this before. So, because I was kind of like, oh, my God, like, I need to know her experience.
It's harder when you're coming from, like, a Mexican family culture. You know, they're all really strict, and they want you to stick to, like, one person and marry that person and have a family. So, like, when you're the first person who's doing everything different, you know, doing everything the American way and having different boyfriends or going out, it's so weird for them. And I feel like they're low-key hating because they never experienced mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm. So that's them projecting, like, oh, my God, you know, she's being free and she's sexually experiencing all these things that I didn't. And then maybe they react where, like, oh, my God, you're going to go to hell, you know. So, oh, like, they make you feel religion. Like shit. Yeah. All right. So the next question is, what is quote-unquote single to you?
Okay, so I've been in a relationship for the longest time ever, but in my 6 years of being in a relationship, I was single for 3 months, and in those 3 months, I learned so much that to me, single is prioritizing yourself, prioritizing what makes you happy, and just prioritizing being the best version of yourself, because when you feel like that, your partner knows it. Mm-hmm. And they know, like, okay, if I fuck up, like, it's not just another girl. Like, this is, like, someone who knows her value and her worth. Mm-hmm. I also read that in a book called Why Men Love Bitches.
Oh, my God. I've been wanting to read that.
Oh, my God. I swear to God. It's such a funny book, and it's so good. And at the time, I really needed it. So I read that, and it kind of, like, didn't hit me until towards the end, and it's worked for me ever since, and I always preach it to all my friends, and that's what single means to me, to prioritize myself. Obviously, there's other parts to it, but that's, like, the biggest thing to me, so, mm-hmm. yeah.
I definitely agree with that, like, being single. I've been single, like, odd moments of my life. Like, I was single right out of high school, and then I got into a long-term relationship. I think it was my first year of college, and then I was with that person for, I think it was 3 years, and
still a long time.
It's still a pretty long time. Yeah, it's a pretty long time, and then that ended, and then I was single for a couple months, and then I got into a different relationship. But I feel like during that time, I definitely agree with what Ellie was saying. It's like I was prioritizing myself, like the things I wanted to do, hanging out with my friends so much more, just doing what I wanted. And I feel like in a relationship, it's so hard to balance it. Not that it's a bad thing, but I think it's a very difficult thing to balance between what you want and then putting your partner first, because sometimes those lines get very blurred, to the point where you're not prioritizing yourself anymore. Yeah. You don't even know who you are anymore. Like, people get so lost in their relationship sometimes. But if anyone's single out there right now, I would definitely say take your time to just learn about you. I feel like I haven't been single enough in my adulthood years. I don't even know what to call them. I'm 23, but
Adulting years.
I feel like I can't call myself an adult because I act like a two-year-old, but... Yeah. I would just say definitely take the time to prioritize yourself. If you want to look for a relationship, by all means, but I definitely think right now is such a prime time to just focus on you and what you want to do with your life and everything. But yeah, that's what single means to me.
That'd be cute.
So next question, have you found yourself sexually liberated as a single woman, or maybe even in your relationship?
I think often with sexual exploration, it really comes down to your partner sometimes. I mean, you can definitely take the time to learn yourself, but if we're talking about partners, you have to have someone that's, I guess, comfortable trying new things or wanting to just explore new things. And there's this, actually, like, this great person. I don't know what she is, like, Instagram doctor, sex therapist. Her name's Dr. Emily, and she has this, like, checklist where you do with your partner, and it's, like, a yes, no, or maybe checklist, and they have, like, different questions. Like, they start off easy. I haven't done it. I've been meaning to do it, but it's, like, it starts off easy. Like, do you like to make out? Yes, no, maybe. And then, I don't know, I guess I assume it goes into, like, do you like sex toys and all that shit. But that's definitely something to, like, look at with your partner, because I think, like, you can explore so much with sex. Like, we just, like, scrape the surface of it sometimes. But
so, like, would you say you don't have to be single to figure out what do you like in bed and what don't you like in bed?
No. I think it's, for me personally, I feel like I have to have it in a relationship, because if I have a one-night stand, I feel like I'm not going to feel comfortable, like, exploring, you know. Me personally will probably just go with whatever he wants to do.
Yeah.
Whereas if I have a relationship with someone, I'll be like, hey, like, would you be comfortable trying this out or that out? And I feel like I could explore more.
You can share what you don't like.
Yeah, exactly.
What about you, Ellie?
I just remember being such a prude in high school that when I got into a relationship, I just was able to get comfortable and just, you know, make it the best experience with my boyfriend, that I just felt like, to me, that was liberating. Because I know that if it was like Margot said, one night stands, it would be a little like awkward, not as comfortable. You know, God forbid, like, you don't shave one night, like, it's not happening. And it's like, your man will be like, all right, like, whatever.
Come on, let's just go.
Like, I don't care, baby.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that to me was liberating, because I didn't even want to try in high school, because God forbid I was like, you know, like, horrible and it got around. Like, I was just like, no, thank you. So that to me was liberating. So I hope that answers the question. But again, like, I don't think that being single, like, makes you more experienced. I think it's just, you know, how you go about it.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it goes personally, I guess. Like, mm-hmm. I'm more comfortable with someone once I get to know them more. I'm not the type of person that can sit down and, like, open up to you the first night. So the same thing goes with, like, sexual relationships. I'm definitely not going to go all out there unless I feel comfortable with you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I agree. I agree in the sense that I feel more comfortable being in a relationship to explore everything in regards to sexual, because, you know, I can tell my boyfriend that, you know, I saw something in a movie and I wanted to try it. It's like where Margarita said, you can't really tell that to a stranger.
Yeah, they'll be like, well, I don't want to. Yeah. Like, all right.
And it's like a quick turn off, you know?
Yeah, of
course. So it'll, like, ruin the whole vibe. And you can't really ruin the vibe with your partner because you know them.
They'll just laugh it off.
Yeah, and then, you know, it doesn't even have to be your boyfriend. It could be someone that you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're just exploring yourself and you're single. So
someone you're just comfortable with. Doesn't have to be your partner.
Yeah, so it goes both ways for sure. Okay. Do you feel that you have more freedoms while single or in a relationship?
So if I'm going to be super honest, I think that I have more freedom being single, only because if I was single right now, I would grab my stuff, move to California, and make it work. But because I have a boyfriend that I have to think about, because I love and I'm happy with, it's not that easy. Like, for him, his career and his future might not work out in Cali. So that's something that I have to figure out. But that's the only way that I feel like the freedom comes in. Because I feel like other than that, like, I can do anything I want. He can do anything he wants. And after, like I said, that 3-month breakup, I learned that I just have to trust him, because, yeah, he's perfectly capable of doing something, but he's perfectly capable of not. So we don't really tell each other, you can't do this, you can't have this, you can't go on this. So there's no boundaries. So I just feel like we do whatever we want, we're happy, everything's good, but I can't get up and leave as easily only because I have him to think about. And I know to some people it might be like, oh my God, I could never. But to me personally, I would much rather make my relationship work than, I don't want to say go after my dreams, but like, then just not, you know, go 100% for something that might happen. Which is not to say that I'm giving up on my dreams. It's just maybe not at this moment.
You can definitely be free and be in a relationship because you make your own choices. You decide where you want to go and who you want to see with your partner in mind, that you're respecting their boundaries, you know. Obviously, don't lie to them, don't betray them. As long as you're being truthful with your partner, then there's no reason for why you shouldn't be free, you know. But I definitely do agree that once you're single, then it's like fucking go nuts, you know. You can see multiple people at once if that's what you want to do, or see nobody. So in that sense, I feel like you are more sexually liberated and are more free. But yeah, it's not necessarily a bad thing to be in a relationship. You know, you can still make your own choices. What's the craziest experience or moment you guys have had while single? Like, literally the craziest to you. And it might not be crazy to anybody. They might be like, wow, this is boring as bitch. But to you, the craziest experience or moment I ever had while being single. Keep in mind, it's 4 months of my life that I've been single. So this was crazy. And I was 21, going on to 22 soon. So my first experience with the bars was right after I turned 21. So I'm single, you know, newly, and we went to the bar, and it was, I think Margot was there. Yeah, Margot was there, and Ali wasn't. We were celebrating.
We might not have been close by then.
No, we weren't that close. Mm-mm. We were celebrating a friend's birthday, and was it Lola's that we went to?
Definitely.
It was Lola's. Yes. Okay. Truly? So my craziest moment.
I'm still
trying
to think. Like, okay, I was there. What are you going to talk about?
My craziest moment was at Lola's. Lola's, rest in peace. We miss you. And yes, we want you to come back.
It's not a person.
Yeah, it's not a person. It's a club. It's a restaurant / club. It got fucking lit. Like, I had my best times there ever. Yes. So it was at Lola's. And, you know, we got wasted and... That's how I met my boyfriend. That's how I met my current boyfriend. We met that night, and we both got drunk, and we kind of just went at it at the bar. And I've never done that in my life. It's a complete stranger that I just met that night, and that's how our love story began. So for me, that's the craziest experience I've had single. Okay. And it didn't last that long. It lasted like 2 more months after that. So...
I really hope I don't go home and think of something, because all I could think of right now is that my craziest experience being single was just being irresponsible. I would come to work drunk, late, just like so irresponsible. At that time, I had the most friends I've had in my, well, I had the most friends as an adult. So I was going out every weekend, all the time. And now to me, it's like, oh my God, when my single friends tell me that, I'm like, okay, can you please like send me your location? Let me know if you need me to pick you up, like have weapons at all times.
You're a grandma now.
Oh yeah, for sure. So to me, that's just like crazy. Like, what type of like crazy shit was I on? Like, who did I think I was? And like, you know, most of... Like, the majority of the, like, the biggest reason why I did that was just to avoid feeling like shit. But that was only for, like, a little while. Then I kind of got my shit together. But, yeah, that was the craziest shit for me.
I think it's funny how you mentioned that you'd come home over to work, and that's what I still do.
Oh, my God, no. Mm-mm. You guys...
Well, because you're doing hair, you're standing up all day, you're talking to clients. No,
like, you cannot be hungover.
Yeah, you're holding that blow dryer, like, up here.
I know, it ends up falling on the client's head.
No, forget it. Like, that's your, like, make it or break it.
Did you guys find yourself focusing more on friendships while single?
I did. Like, absolutely. Like, my friends came with me everywhere. We did everything together. I told them everything. Like, it was like my boyfriend, but like in a sense, like better, because they wanted to hear the gossip. They enjoyed, you know, running these girly errands. And it was just like, in a sense, like, you know, I don't want to say better. I know I just said that, but like, it was just different because, girls just get it. But the thing is, friends have to evolve and grow up and become something of themselves. So when people start distancing each other from each other, you can't necessarily be upset. Like, you have to understand that's just life. So to have my boyfriend with me through it all and to grow with him makes things so much easier, because I had to understand that my friends had to grow up and do their own thing too, and like, I wasn't gonna have them at all times for the rest of my life because they had to do their own thing. So yes, at the time I did focus more on friendships, but that wasn't gonna be a forever thing. So I definitely am glad I have my boyfriend, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I feel like it has to do with age, maybe, and priorities. I don't think you have to be single to prioritize your friendships. Because, like, for me, now that I'm a little older and, you know, I can make my own choices without having my parents get in the way, so I don't have to choose between my boyfriend or my friends, I feel like I know when it's time to see my friends and when it's time to see my boyfriend and kind of make effort with both of them instead of just shunning one out, or, you know, no, but I like being with my boyfriend more. And it's like, I actually like being with my friends more than my boyfriend. Sorry, Titos. I love you, but like, I love hanging out with my girls because it's like a different vibe, you know. And there's, of course, a lot of chisme. Titos is like a chismosa, but it's just different with girls. And, you know, besides chisme, you kind of lift each other up in ways that I feel like your partner can't. So, and I didn't have that when I was single. Like, I wasn't close to girls this way. So it has to do with age and just right timing and knowing how to put certain people where they deserve to be.
Yeah. No, I definitely agree, because I don't think I focus more on my friends when I'm in a relationship versus when I'm in, like, not in a relationship. Wow, I couldn't think for a second. But, yeah, I feel like it does come with age, especially where we are now. We're at this age where there's some people that are, like, you know, prioritizing their careers, really going off to do their own thing, still in school. Other ones are already graduated and already in their job, in their field. But I do agree where there's a different vibe. Like, I definitely think there's a time to hang out with your boyfriend. There's a time to hang out with your friends. And I personally love hanging out with my friends more, too. Mm-hmm. Because it's just, how you said, it's just an empowerment. And I also think that as women, we have this emotional intelligence that men lack. Not all, there's like a rare few, but there's men that don't have this emotional intelligence. So when you're like, hey, I had this horrible day at work, it's like, I feel like your girls would be like, bitch, me too, like, let's go grab a drink. And it's just like, it feels better, like, just the way that they are just like, you know what, like, we're gonna make a great day. Whereas your man can do that too, but they'll probably be just like, oh babe, like, come cuddle, you know. But sometimes you need more like a hype man, like, come on, like we're a bad bitch today, it doesn't matter what you had to do. But I definitely think it is sometimes a problem, at least for me personally, to balance my relationship and friendships, because sometimes I do feel that, like, I have these moments where I just prioritize one over the other. So that's just on me, though. That's, like, how to balance my relationships.
Mm-hmm.
But
okay.
I was just gonna add on that, like, sometimes I'll tell my boyfriend, like, you know, like stupid little gossip. It could be like about celebrities or just stupid. And he's like, he doesn't give a he doesn't give a fuck about any of that. So he's like, damn, you do miss your girls, don't you? Like, he knows when I need my girl time because he's just like, all right, like.
Mm-hmm. It's funny, your mans know, they're like, oh, yeah. You haven't seen your girls in a while. They'll be like, oh, where's yeah. Martha? Where's Nat? And I'm just like,
yes.
You know what? You're right.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. I definitely don't lack that with Titos. He loves chisme. Like, he's all about it. He'll be like, my God, and then what happened? Like, he's, oh my God, he's like another girlfriend for me. It's weird. Don't get mad at me.
No,
I hope he's not listening.
That's funny. Like,
yeah. No, I think that's cute, too. I feel like men should still be interested in what you have to say.
Yeah.
I think, like, I get if it's not their thing. Like, maybe celebrities isn't David's thing.
Yeah.
Like, if we're talking about Kim K over here.
No, yeah.
But I think your boyfriend should be interested at least, like, in what's going on in your friendships and your groups at school, at home, at work. Like, that should be something they are interested in because
yeah.
they're the love of your life. They should want to know what's going on.
And I love it. Like, if I decide that this bitch is a sucia, then Mark is going to be, like, fucking sucia. You know what I mean? Like, he's also going to hate your ass. So I love that, but it's definitely not the same as, like, with your girlfriend. So, like, I feel like the roasting part is where we all kind of come together and go, what the fuck, you know?
Like, yes.
So it's a whole vibe in itself, and I feel like everyone should have that, or at least attempt to create that, because, you know, if you're a girl out there and you don't have girlfriends, then
that's sad. Like, it's a sad life like that, you know?
And I can understand, you know, maybe you're not comfortable going out there making friends or introducing yourselves. Your time will come, but when it comes, you definitely need to just grab that shit and run with it and put your effort in there. And, you know, everyone has shit going on. That's something that you can't deny. Everyone, you know, they're all depressed in their own ways. We're all working, just trying to come up. And it can be stressful, but at the end of the day, you have to remember that you need to put effort as well to maintain these people in your life because, you know, they can make your life better. You know, they're not going to increase everything in your life. They're not going to make you instantly happy, if I guess that's what I'm trying to say. But it's, you know, it's a feeling that in the moment you're going to appreciate. And if you don't have it, then I really hope that you find it soon because it's, like, fucking fun.
It's a whole different world.
Yeah.
Honestly. I love having girls' nights. I love our freaking cheese and wine nights.
Yeah.
Those are my favorite.
And girl nights going out, you know, to dinner, to a bar, and being single for the night.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, wait, no.
Totally kidding.
Oh, my God. Cut that shit out. Oh, my God.
No, I'm not cutting that out.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, David. Let me tell you something. I was literally on Instagram and completely dozed off, okay? Martha tricked me.
Have fun, guys. Have fun. Okay. All right. I think that completes our topic for today. So thank you guys for joining me. Other topics we'll try to include anything. Maybe getting into like sex a little deeper and what we like and what we don't like. And I think it's really important to talk about sex, especially where we come from, because it's not spoken about. It's really hard to like come off and share what you like and what you don't like, especially with friends. So I think it's very important for like girls like us, like Latinas, to step out of that shell and talk about it, you know, talk about it with people, any experience that you've had, like just share it, and you'll kind of get like the same experiences from your friends if they're from the same background or not. And you can get curious too, like your friend tells you that she did this and you're just like what the fuck. I think sex and the Latina world needs to be spoken about more. We should be more liberated than what they want us to be. Right, guys?
I definitely agree. Especially when it comes like to the topic of religion, I feel like.
Oh,
at
God,
least
Margo.
For Hispanic girls. Like,
just gonna say that.
Oh my God, you cannot talk about like the topic of sex without religion in like Hispanic girls. Like, it's just like, I didn't know shit about it until God knows when. because my mom never had any type of talk with me. Ever.
Yeah.
Same. Ever.
You're not even prepared for that shit. Like,
all she said was sex until marriage. That's it. Mm-hmm. Never nothing else.
My mom would say, no vengas con tu... What's the expression? It's like, don't come home pregnant.
Con tus sorpresitas or some shit.
Or like
that.
Tu domingo santo?
Tu domingo siete.
Tu domingo siete.
Yeah.
And like, that would be like my threat.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
All right. And, well, we're going to leave that topic for a different episode.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it's so much. Let's not get
too into it. Yeah.
It's so much. And we hope that, you know, it's a sensitive topic. So, mm-hmm. you know, we yeah. just want people to know these are our thoughts, our opinions, and our experiences. So thank you guys for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Bye, guys. And please remember, girls, wear your sunscreen and use your retinol.
Mm-hmm.